Good morning. My name is Cody, and this is the City Church Daily for March 9th. Today I want us to practice Lectio Divina, which literally translates to divine reading, but is essentially just a fancy word for I'm going to read scripture, I'm going to play some music underneath it, I'm going to leave some space for you to just think, meditate, contemplate, prayerfully receive whatever language you want to use for listening to scripture being read over you, sitting and contemplating what stands out to you, what God is trying to tell you through the scripture, what you feel as you hear the words, and then I'll read it again, and then we'll end. Scripture that I want to read is 1 John 4, verses 7 through 21. Let's begin by just calming our minds and our hearts and our souls by taking a deep breath in, slowly breathing out. One thing that I like to do in this moment is I like to repeat three phrases in my mind as I take a deep breath in, with the first one being, God, clear my mind. Deep breath through my nose. Long exhale through the mouth. God, prepare my heart to receive your word. Deep breath in through the nose. Long breath through the mouth. God, quiet my soul. Let's do that one more time. God, clear my mind. Prepare my heart. Quiet my soul. First John 4, verse 7 says this. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed us his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. I invite you to continue sitting in quiet stillness as I read this again. God's love, not ours. 1 John 4:7-21. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or a sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this time was meaningful. I invite you to continue sitting in silence and contemplating on the Word of God.